on Rosh Chodesh we say Hallel, and we say a bracha before Hallel. But it's very not pashut, the bracha before Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh brings down the Rambam Shita that you don't say a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh at all, because it's only a minig, it's not a chova at all. And so that's the Rambam Shita, you don't make a bracha. Mordechai Shita that you say a bracha when it's betzibur, and not when you're saying it b'yichidus. The Ramah Paskins, that bottom line, even a yachid saying Hallel should make the bracha, on Rosh Chodesh we're talking about, should make the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah, and that's how Ashkenazim are no way. If you go aside the Shemin Yonim, they probably do not make a bracha on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. You really, there should be somewhat of a hakpada. People should be careful to say it with a minyan. In any way, you should be davening with a minyan, but you should take special care, because you should take seriously the shita that you only make a bracha when you're davening with a minyan. Maybe you figure you're going to, you're in the middle of learning, you know, because you were learning during Chazor Zashatz probably, so you're in the middle of something, so you'll say Hallel, you'll catch up. But that's wrong. You'll end up like you shouldn't do that. You should try very hard to daven Hallel Rosh Chodesh with a minyan, so you say the bracha with them to cover that shita. Mishnah Berurah paskens that if you're late, whatever the circumstances are, and you're in the middle of Tzukah de Zimra, and the tzibur is up to Hallel, and this is where you're going to daven, you're not going to different minyan, this is where you're at, so you should say Hallel together with them. You don't make a bracha, because the bracha is not that clear that you make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. So on Rosh Chodesh you would say Hallel in the middle of Tzukah de Zimra with the tzibur, and it's like the Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach will become the brachas you're making over Hallel too. This is only true on Rosh Chodesh. On other Yom Tovim, when you say whole Hallel, when you say whole Hallel, then you should not do this, because you're going to miss out on the bracha. You can't make the bracha in the middle of Tzukah de Zimra. So if you just attach your Hallel to your Tzukah de Zimra, you'll be missing out on the bracha. But on Kabbalah on Rosh Chodesh, the Chiyuv bracha is not so clear. We Ashkenazim say it. You should try this. The Rosh Hashulchan doesn't understand. He said, we're so careful about making a Sofik bracha levatala by other things. Why don't we institute that just the Chazan will say the bracha on Hallel, on Rosh Chodesh, will say the bracha lefanah and the bracha lachreo, and everybody will answer amen. Why do you have to have everybody making a bracha for it? It's not so clear. That's what the Cheshuchan says. But the Maizel, we make brachas, but you should make sure to chaperain that shita to say it with a minyan at least. But bottom line, an Ashkenazi, Mishnah Berurah, if you're davening even at home, b'yachidus, you should make a bracha even on the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. If you go to Sfardish a minyan, so you'll see, before you know it, it's like, I don't know, they say it like, it's like the saying, Kapitlach Tillim, if this one asks, where I davened a few times in the Flatbush in Bnei Yosef, so on Rosh Chodesh. So it's very funny, like, because they don't make a bracha, so they just, like, they, it's like everybody says together a few Kapitlach Tillim, and that's like in a little song, they're saying Kaddish Sholem.
Bottom line,
Mishnah Berurah, Ramah, make a bracha.
A chag where you say Chatzi Hallel, does it have a din of
Rosh Chodesh, yes. Anytime we're saying Chatzi Hallel, meaning the last days of Pesach, that's what we're talking about. Oh.